Israeli troops, tanks, and helicopters staged an overnight raid into Gaza, killing 11 Palestinians and wounding more than 24. There were no Israeli casualties. The raid was the largest since a similar raid into Gaza late last month killed 12 Palestinians, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Palestinian witnesses said 40 Israeli tanks backed by helicopter gunships plunged deep into the Gaza Strip in the pre-dawn darkness. The tanks rolled into two Palestinian neighborhoods in densely populated Gaza City, Sejaiya and Tufah, both known as strongholds for Islamist militant groups. Israeli and Palestinian officials confirmed there was heavy fighting in the streets of Gaza City. A spokesman for the Islamist Hamas movement said one of those killed blew himself up next to an Israeli armored column. Palestinian witnesses said Israeli troops destroyed three houses and two metal workshops, damaged a school, and ripped out electricity cables. Israeli Army spokesman Sharon Feingold says that all of those killed were armed.
Anybody who aims a gun and shoots at our forces, launches rockets and mortars, is liable to get hurt. There was heavy exchanges of fire between our forces and armed Palestinians who took to the streets following the cry of the muezzin to go out and fight, and those people who fight us should take into consideration that they might get hurt.
Palestinian Authority spokesman Marwan Kanafani says three Palestinians were crushed to death when the home adjacent to theirs was destroyed by Israeli bulldozers.
This area is heavily populated by almost 80,000 civilians, and usually people stay in their homes when tanks and airplanes, come to the area. Most of the people were killed by gunfire.
Army spokesman Feingold said the operation was aimed at metal workshops in Gaza where rockets and mortars are manufactured. She said it was also part of a stepped-up Israeli assault on the Hamas movement following a Hamas attack that killed four Israeli soldiers in Gaza when their tank ran over a large bomb last Saturday.
Hamas is a terrorist organization, and which aim and ideology is to destroy and destruct the state of Israel. This is they said out loud and clear. And they have been responsible for some of the most horrendous attacks against Israelis, and they are indeed considered a target by us.
Hamas officials vowed to retaliate for the latest Israeli incursion. Speaking in Gaza before the raid, Hamas spokesman Mahmoud Zahar said Hamas is continuing to gain strength among Palestinians.
They considered Hamas as a real hero organization, ready to represent themselves and to satisfy their dignity. Many, many of the people who were supporting at a time PLO, now they are shifted their attitude to support Hamas.
Today's raid came as Palestinian officials were meeting in London with members of the international community to discuss a new peace plan. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has also held several meetings recently with Palestinian officials. Palestinian Authority spokesman Kanafani says the Israeli attack shows Sharon is not interested in a ceasefire.
While there are tangible signs that there is a feeling in both sides of the fence that the situation should be cooled down, Mr. Sharon insists that he's going to solve the problem his own way, by sending more troops, sending more planes, sending more tanks, and killing more people.
The Gaza Strip is densely populated with more than 1 million Palestinians, along with about 7,000 Jewish settlers. Unlike in the West Bank, Israeli forces have not reoccupied Gaza. But Israeli officials say there are likely to be more incursions like the one today. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.